I'm Alice Johnston, and today on Lifestyle, our guest is Paula Savini, Director of Community Relations with Catholic Charities. Welcome back, Paula.
Thank you, Alice. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's always great to have you. Let's talk about how people can help to transform a client's life during the holidays.
Now that we're getting ready for the holiday season, it's all about transformation this season. We make our houses more beautiful during the holiday season. And even if you think about what happens at the Christmas itself, it really is all about that miracle of transformation. A young woman is transformed into a mother by divine intervention. Shepherds now become the messengers of God. Even Scrooge in the Christmas Carol, once he learns what the true meaning of the holiday is, he transforms himself basically from humbug to hallelujah. And so during the holiday season, we really take a look at our clients' lives, because what Catholic Charities does on a daily basis throughout the year is to help clients transform themselves. And so any kind of support that the listening audience can give Catholic Charities really goes a long way into helping and to facilitate that transformation. I mean, we've had so many stories this year. Each month at Catholic Charities, we compile the list of things that we've done in each of the programs. But each of the programs also offers up a success story of one of their clients. And I had so many to choose from. And they're also heartwarming, and I wish I could share all of them with you. But I picked out a few that I thought were really important, and they really show the power of the transformation. And all of that, of course, is due to the support that we receive from our donors, whether it's cash support, whether it's stuff, socks, underwear, towels, blankets, whatever. All of those things go such a long way in our clients' lives, because they're really at the point where they're doubting whether or not a transformation can even occur in their life. And so let me share with you a couple of stories.
Thank you.
One of our clients transformed herself this year from homelessness to self-sufficiency. She'd been homeless for several months and had been living in multiple shelters. And then she came to CASA San Francisco. The CASA program, not only does it provide food and clothing and shelter, but it provides our clients with a case manager who then sits with them and says, what are your stumbling blocks? Why can't you be an independent person? What are your strengths? What can you take advantage of in your life? And where can we help you out? And so with her case manager, she put together a plan. She had actually been working. Even though she was homeless, she did have a job, but it was as a temporary employee. Well, with the support of the case manager and that little extra boost of confidence that she got because she was able then to create a plan to go forward, she actually got full-time permanent employment at the job site. She got a pay raise. And so with that, she was then able to prepare to get her own apartment, because then she created a budget. Then she created a savings account. And so she then stabilized herself, and now she's living very independently. So that's just one story. A lot of our basic needs programs, like the shelters and our program where we help out with financial coaching or financial counseling, they're also individualized as to what it is that that particular client needs. We've learned that we can't solve the problems of everybody, but hopefully we can help solve the problem of the client that's sitting in front of us. And that's the challenge to our donors, is to help us to help that next client that's going to sit in front of us. Another totally different success story is in our behavioral health program, our mental health counseling. We were able to help the teenager that was having difficulty maintaining his focus on tasks, completing his tasks on time, and following directions. He was a failing student. We have been able to transform him with obviously his input into a successful student. As he came to us to help work on these problems of failure to maintain focus, pretty much just distracted all the time, we were able to help him learn appropriate skills so that he could improve his attention and then build on the strengths that he already had. He continues to learn those effective skills to manage his symptoms, and he's displaying real progress towards his goals. And the best part of all is he's no longer in danger of failing his current grade. So again, just being able to support a client through whatever needs it is that they have, we're able to transform that client's life into one of greater self-sufficiency.
That's fantastic, Paula.
It's so wonderful to be able to tell these stories for me, because that's what I consider myself, as the organization's storyteller. And so, you know, this is, all of these stories come from a place of a lot of hard work from all of our staff. And I want to give them kudos as well for their commitment to all of our clients, because they come, as you hear, from so many different walks of life and so many different challenges facing them. And it's great when those clients are able to succeed with our help. One of our other clients came through our basic needs program. He was a single dad. He was unemployed. He was about ready to be evicted from his home, and we were able to help him, and he transformed himself then into a self-sufficient working employee. He came to us because he needed help with an overdue utility bill. And while we were working with him, he learned that one of the things he could do was reduce his mortgage rate, which he didn't know how to do. So by doing that, he wrote a successful resume. Then he learned how to negotiate a job interview and to do some follow-up on job possibilities. He also needed some additional support from us. We were able to link him to our low-income home energy assistance program, which gave him a little supplement during the winter time. He was able to get family counseling for him and his children. And then we were also able to link him to our food assistance programs, which again gave him a little bit of extra breathing room in his budget. So now he has gotten a job. He's continuing to look for other jobs, but he is now currently employed, and he's continuing to work with his case manager so he can continue to improve his household situation. One of the things, too, that we like to do with Catholic Charities is just to be able to recognize our clients' determination. So many of our clients, once they have received some services for us, they are so willing to give back to us. And I think one of the best stories I have this year is a client that's in one of our newer programs. It's our diaper bank. It's based in Wilmington, and it does help low-income families with children under the age of 3 to get diapers 6 times a year. Again, a lot of our programs are not meant to cover their entire need, but it gives them a supplement. It gives them a little bit of a breathing space. And so we had a client that was in our diaper bank program. She got a full-time job. She was finally on her feet. And what she did at her job was she was able to conduct a diaper drive with her employees, and she brought us something like 300 cases of diapers. That's amazing. And so it's not hard to give back. It's very easy. We had another client who called me and said at her workplace they were doing a back-to-school drive earlier this year of school supplies. I just thought I was getting a call from a regular person who wanted to do a back-to-school drive, and I went, and they had almost 20 backpacks filled with school supplies for different age students, and then bags of additional supplies that didn't fit into kind of the backpacks. Well, when I happened to mention the client's first name to somebody, or the donor's first name, here she had been a client of ours, and that was her way of giving back. And so it doesn't happen in a vacuum. People are constantly paying it forward, paying it back, and I want to make sure that people realize it doesn't take a big financial gift. Several boxes of diapers would be fabulous. Some of our programs have asked for things like, especially in our shelters, we always need brand new underwear. We need socks, toothbrushes, and toothpaste. Things that you take for granted, but if you don't have them, it's really a hardship for our clients.
There's no such thing as a small donation, right, Paula?
Exactly. One of the other things I don't think that maybe some of our listeners realize is that we just don't work in a vacuum in terms of a Catholic Charities programs. But many of our clients, because we can't fulfill all of their needs, we will refer them to other agencies. One of our success stories was from a client in our low-income home energy program, or LIHEAP. One of the applications from one of our mail-in clients, which meant that the person was either elderly or had a disability, they were missing some certification documentation. So when we phoned the client, they found out that the client's husband had been hospitalized and had worked a full-time job, but then got very ill and had to go on disability. And the wife was also disabled. And unfortunately, they had no food in the household or no transportation. And so our worker then decided to take the initiative and said, let's see what else we can do for them. We called their neighborhood state service center. We were then referred to a food program from Meals on Wheels, and then they referred us to the food bank, and then the food bank was able to deliver a basket of food to the client. We were able to help them enroll in our local food program, and so then the household then had some food in the house, and because they were able to qualify for the heating benefit, at least the house would be warm during the year too. So again, it's all those little pieces put together to come together and make a whole.
Yep. If you're just joining us, I'm Alice Johnston, and this is Lifestyle Interview. Our guest is Paula Savini, Director of Community Relations at Catholic Charities. And Paula is talking to us about wonderful success stories and ways that anybody can help transform a client's life for the better.
People always ask me, what can I give? What can I do? I use my own family. You know, when we get together at the holidays, I ask them to all bring some food, bring some canned goods. I have a sister that's a hairdresser. We get extra shampoo samples or this or that. Take them to one of the shelters. You can't better yourself if you don't feel good about yourself. And so those little kinds of things always help. I said this year with the diaper bank, believe it or not, the size diapers that we need most often are the larger sizes or the little toddler training pants, because by that time, they're not that cute anymore. You know, kids sometimes aren't that cute anymore. And people go, oh, I want to get the little newborn diapers. But they really need the pull-ups. And, you know, non-perishable food, we are the largest food distribution program in Sussex County, and we are continuing to see that need in Somerset County, Maryland, where we have Seton Center, in Bayard House and City of Wilmington. And so we are always in need of non-perishable food products. We could always use volunteer support and volunteer help. And if they are interested in that, they can go to our website, ccdow.org/charities, and they'll be directed to a volunteer page where they can sign up to volunteer. But of course, you know, realistically, cash donations are very helpful. And I thought it'd be interesting to give our listeners an idea of what they can get from a donation. $1,000 would help keep a family housed probably for a month or two if they're like right now living on unemployment benefits or have lost a job and haven't been able to become reemployed. It also helps support a course of treatment for an uninsured client that's suffering from depression that may be hindering them to be able to move forward. $500 would help to pay for a security deposit for a family that was left homeless when their rental was sold and they're trying to reestablish housing. $500 would provide a behavioral assessment for a child struggling with communication issues. $250 would buy a week's worth of dinner for our shelters. $250 would give a client 4 financial coaching sessions so they can talk about how to budget their income, how to job hunt, and how to conduct a successful interview. $150 would provide a client their first counseling appointment so that they can begin to reestablish themselves. $150 would pay a utility connection for a client that recently found a job and now is getting ready to move into their own place. We now have a new telepsychiatry service in several of our locations so that we can provide psychiatric services, and $100 would pay for one of those sessions. $100 would make available pregnancy counseling services. We often forget to talk about the fact that many women face unexpected, unplanned pregnancies and really don't know how to deal with that pregnancy. And so our pregnancy counseling will help them think out the best options for them, whether it be adoption of the child or if they're going to self-parent. How do I put myself in that position now to be able to parent that child successfully? $75 would help provide a day's care in one of our shelters. $50 would give a family that, for whatever reason, has no food, an emergency food distribution. And then $25 would help provide a career clothing to one of our clients who's getting ready to take a job interview because they could shop at our thrift store. So again, no matter what the size gift is, that miracle of transformation will become so large for one of our clients. I want to share one of our clients' thank yous because, to me, this expresses the power of the transformation that our donors provide with their support. Our client wrote us and said, I am so thankful for all of the help you have given me. Words cannot express the gratitude I feel. You lifted a heavy weight from my shoulders. Thank you. I don't think people sometimes understand the weight of our clients' problems, and being able to help them then lightens their whole outlook and makes it much easier for them to lead fulfilled, self-sufficient lives.
Well, Paula, you hit on something before. You said it feels good to give, and it really does, especially this time of year when we're in the hustle and bustle. It's really important to take time and be thankful for what we have, and it feels great to give to someone who's less fortunate.
Yes, and it's all about being able to provide a resource to these people, to our clients. We're getting ready to finish up Pope Francis's Year of Mercy. Those acts of mercy have been around a long time, and it's because we need to look out for those who are less fortunate, no matter what reason they're less fortunate. Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, providing shelter. And those are the kinds of things that Catholic Charities does every day. We recognize that not everybody can do that on their own, but they can make a donation of whatever they can donate and be able to then fulfill those acts of mercy for the people that really need them.
And you did a great job, I thought, Paula, of giving us an idea of what a donation, how far it goes, mm-hmm. what you get. And also, you mentioned all the various programs at Catholic Charities. And people can give monetarily. They can give, tell us the other ways.
Sure.
Canned goods.
Canned goods, diapers, clothing. They all can be used. They all are distributed. We're getting ready to start our warm-up winter drive where we collect especially coats and blankets and hats and mittens. And they will get distributed to our clients in our basic needs program, in our food programs, anybody who is in need, in our shelters, those people who are in need of those kinds of materials at this time. At the end of the Christmas season in February, we have a stock the pantry drive. But don't feel you have to wait until then. We accept those gifts all year long and they can always be used.
So if you're interested in putting together a drive for clothing or food, you can contact Catholic Charities.
Yeah, if you want to do any kind of a drive, contact Catholic Charities. Go to our website, cdow.org/charities. If donors want to make a donation to a specific ministry, they can certainly do that by writing it in on either on the check line or if you go online, there's a box where you can choose what ministry or ministries you would like to have that donation directed to. I just wanted to share, I found a great quote when I was looking up about miracles. Albert Einstein said, "There are only two ways to live your life. One is as if nothing is a miracle, and the other as if everything is." And so today I would like to ask everybody to live their life as if everything is a miracle and to make a miracle happen for our next client.
Paula, it's always great to have you. Thank you for coming back.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Back to you, Andrew.